Well, it's Thursday. Here it is. Our theme. We asked for it. I talked right over it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask for an introduction, but I figured there's Dana gives her little close on that.
Yeah. It's
and I just
up,
talked to Chris
anyway.
Lipford. Yeah, I started talking because we didn't have it last time because Brian wasn't here and we didn't know about it. But anyway, Brian's here. We got the theme in there. Chris Lipford should be happy. Certainly, Mike Fallahy at Mary Grove's happy. And I hope that Tino Amaya is happy with our Around Town with Mary Grove, Dana. We've got Tino Amaya, who's the operations manager of Bedrock Quarry Bar and Grill in my hometown of Monroe, Michigan. Tino, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Paul here along with Dana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dana, tell us a little bit about Bedrock Quarry Bar and Grill that you have done a little investigating on this fine place on Hull Road right next to the quarry.
Yeah, it's
can I,
Monroe,
make a quick
your
correction?
Hometown. Please do.
Correction,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. So the name actually changed. The theme, the name, everything changed. It's actually the Quarry Modern Eatery now.
Oh,
for goodness sakes. Well, I'm sorry we can't have you on then.
Oh, we got to start over, right?
Hit the sounder.
All right.
Dennis, Brian.
It's not the Bedrock Quarry Bar and Grill in Monroe, Michigan. It's now the Quarry
Modern Eatery.
The Quarry Modern Eatery. Why did you change the name?
You know, the owners wanted to go in a different direction. I think when they took over the Bedrock Quarry in 2019, it was kind of a dive bar. And so, you know, they wanted to remodel, rebrand, and that's how I got involved. So,
And the Flintstones, you know, always come to mind when you say
that. We kind of had to do away with the Flintstones theme. That's correct.
Yabba dabba doo. All right. Then you tell us, Tino, tell us what you... what you have with this great American food and bar there in Monroe, Michigan, alongside the quarry. Tell us.
I think if you actually come visit, you'll be very surprised. So the vision behind it was, I'm bi-coastal, so I'm actually calling in right now from Los Angeles, California. I'll be back in Monroe next week. But when the owners called me in, I brought a good friend of mine in, Miss Jacqueline Jones, who is also from Monroe but was living here in Los Angeles. And we remodeled, we rebranded, and what we wanted to do, the overall vision, was to bring a piece of Malibu to Monroe. So when you come to eat for that hour, hour and a half that you're here, we wanted people to feel like they were transported somewhere else. And so far, that's kind of like the reviews we've been getting, is people feel like either they're still on vacation or they've literally walked out of Monroe into a completely different destination. And that's what we wanted.
Well, that's fabulous, because this is, we got a lot of coming out parties today here at Wallstrom Marine now, the coming out party too for the Quarry Modern Eatery that used to be the Bedrock Quarry Bar and Grill, now upgraded in apparently a very, very big way with the, I don't know if you still have Bam Bam Shrimp. I would guess you don't if it's not the Bedrock anymore.
We don't. We sure don't. Nope, we don't have the Dino Bites. We don't have the... the Bam Bam Shrimp.
Tell us about what you do have, Tino.
Yeah,
what's your most popular items now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, our most popular item, we have a salmon dish on the menu that has a parsnip puree, a charred fennel. You know, there's a dill butter that we make that goes on top. I mean, it's just a beautiful dish. Of course, our steaks are selling really well, but our calamari... served with a harissa underneath it. That's been phenomenally received. We have a SoCal cocktail on the menu that's been very well received. And then, of course, our mussels. It's hard to beat a good mussel dish. And ours, I mean, we have people that are just drinking the broth with the shells. It's amazing to watch.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's wild. So
I think that's part of our giveaway today, right?
Well, we don't know. Yes, the mussels are.
Mussels
are part of the giveaway. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, for people who are familiar there in Monroe, Have you changed the dress code, or is it still, nice and comfortable and relaxed, or what?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. So, no, you know, if you've ever spent any time in Malibu, and that was one of the things that I was really going for, is there's a few restaurants that I frequent, and what I love about it is you can have the branch manager of a bank in the middle of a meeting, suit and tie, and then you can have people walking in off the beach in swim trunks and flip-flops, all having the same meal, having the same great experience, without, you know, really infringing on each other's spaces, right? And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to create a space where, look, if you want to come in a shirt and tie, come in a shirt and tie. If you want to come sit out on the deck and sit out on the patio, and that's where I'm gonna plug Mary Grove really quick, because the setup that we have out there and the way that they set up the panels, it's absolutely phenomenal. You can sit out on our deck and enjoy a great, you know, sunset in a pair of shorts and flip-flops and, get the same great meal, same great experience. So,
well, in fact, the first 25 customers to visit the Quarry Modern Eatery and mention they heard Mary Grove, as you just did from Tino, on WJR, tell them what they're going to get. That would be you, Dana.
They get the fried green tomatoes, or it sounds like we should try the white wine mussels. Compliments
sure
of Mary
does.
Grove.
It sure does. White wine mussels and fried green tomatoes. Compliments of Mary Grove Awnings. If you're of the first 25 customers to make their way into the new and improved The Quarry Modern Eatery. And thanks for explaining all of that to us, Tina. We didn't know, so we learned a little something new here. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. It's been great.
Thanks, Tino. Thanks for waking up early.
That's right. In the restaurant business, 8:27 is early. In the radio business, it's near the end of the show. But be that as it may, Tino, Amaya, we actually have Dana setting up a routine where we're going to be able to visit some of these places. And you didn't know that, did you, Dana? We're having Dana set up. Because we get to talk about all these great places.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them yet. And heck,
we have
that's
to try
my
and post pictures. Yeah.
We'll come to Monroe and visit you. Thanks, Tino, very much. And, of course, thanks to Mary Grove Awning, Mike Fallahy, and the team there for putting this whole promotion together. It's a lot of fun for our listeners here.